Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, many of you send me emails, and I appreciate it, at drdolly.com. I got to read this one to you, but it has to be very highly edited. Garnett from Wichita says, I'm sorry, doctor, but you all are a bunch of wussies, okay? He doesn't use that word, but he uses the word that begins with P. I've been begging doctors to help me with my pain for 3 blown discs, and you all are so afraid of writing a pain pill that you're pathetic. What are we supposed to do? I'm not going to get addicted. I'm going to get relief. Grow some cojones, basically, he says, and goes off. Okay, I don't practice in Wichita, okay? Okay, leave me alone. Okay, I understand he's mad. Actually, I think in addition to a pain pill, Garnett, I think you do need maybe a little bit of a serotonin selective reuptake inhibitor. If I could just add that, okay? I would just recommend you talk to your doctor about that because you obviously have a little bit of anger issues, which, by the way, does happen with narcotic withdrawal, okay? So I understand you're grumpy. It's okay. I have a lot of people off their narcotics and they get grumpy. I get that. But I don't like being called a wussy. I am. There's a story I got to tell you about how I guess sea creatures have like increased 150 times their size. I mean, I'm kind of scared of sea creatures. I'm scared of spiders. I'm scared of my mother. So, okay, mind you, I'm a wussy when it comes to a lot, but I am not a wuss when it comes to dealing with my patient and getting them the care that they need. Okay, you want me to grow some? I got 3 to grow. I mean, I've grown some and then some. Okay, so don't mistake that. But, you know, let me though explain to you what the situation is. And for any of you guys who are in that predicament where you, require chronic pain medications and you are starting to find yourself having limited access, I would love to hear your story and see how you're kind of dealing with that. And the reason why this subject is coming up is I don't know what's going on in your particular states. In my particular state, I guess there's this Senate Bill 459 that's now gotten a bunch of our panties up in a bunch where I guess every time we write a pain medication, we need to, within 24 hours, enter it into a database. And if we don't do the entering or, you know, et cetera, then we could lose writing privileges, get penalized, et cetera. Now, when I first heard about that, I was like, well, isn't there already a database? The DEA knows what any doctor is doing when it comes to controlled substances. So at first I was like, you know, that's kind of redundant. But the other thing that I realized that could be an issue is many of you are not able to go and see your doctor. So you do a lot of call-ins. Now, for my particular practice, I don't think this would apply as much because I don't, you know, I usually see people more as a walk-in basis. So I don't usually call in prescriptions for people if I'm out of town. I travel too much. There'd be no way for me to document it all and do it right. So I just say, look, when I'm in clinic, you see me and we set you up there with what you need, depending on if you need it. I'll evaluate you, make sure I get you in with the right specialist, etc. But I think there are a lot of doctors out there who do manage their patients remotely, whether they're on vacation, whether on a business trip, whether they're, I don't know. And so you having this type of rule, and this is just one of many different rules. I don't know what's going on in your particular state. This is a Senate bill in mine, SB 459. But when you start to have your medical providers have extra bureaucratic stuff to do, okay? From one point of view, it's going to do the trick. People are going to say, you know what? Okay, I'm not going to be calling in prescriptions. I'm not going to be, you know what? Because I got to be by a computer and I got to be doing this upload thing and I got to be, it's just too much work. No, I'm going to pass. All right. So yeah, you'll get less prescriptions written. Okay. You're right about that. But what about those of you that actually need prescriptions? All right. I'm finding that there is less and less access as every day goes. I met a patient the other day who apparently has an HMO. And she found a breast lump. And she's very nervous about it because she has a cousin in her 20s with stage 4 breast cancer. So she was assigned a doctor through her HMO, and the first available was not till August. It's April. And she's got a breast mass, and she's young. And I'm finding a lot of people that can't get in with their assigned HMO or Obamacare doctors are trying to find outside ways to go and get their care. Now, this is a cluster. Okay, I don't want people driving around in pain. I don't want people self-medicating with alcohol because they're in pain. All right, I want people evaluated. I want them properly treated. And where do you guys get off thinking it's all the medical provider's fault? All right, telling us to stop prescribing is not going to fix the pain problem. Okay? Just like, it's almost the same argument with gun control. Taking away all the guns will stop the violence. No, if somebody wants to stab somebody, they're going to stab somebody. Somebody wants to run over a crowd of people with their car, they're going to do that. If somebody wants to be violent, all right, whether there's a gun, a knife, a car, somebody's going to try to find a way to be violent if they're violent. Same thing if somebody's in pain. You could take away pain pill prescriptions, but if somebody is in pain, and I don't know if any of you have ever experienced pain, but if you ever have, you are very, very grateful that there are certain medications at our disposal. Now, mind you, I understand how the state and many legal representatives want to cut back on medication abuse. I get that. And there's other ways to do it. There are. I remember there was a real stupid bill being put out there where it would doctors could be criminally liable if the patient became, addicted to it. Okay, well, you know, then, okay, I mean, with any medicines. So, you know, I know you in your area, you're having trouble, but it's not that we're a bunch of wussies. It's we are being mandated by certain laws now to go through all this bureaucratic red tape. We need to be able to take care of our patients. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jordan, who is working the dials. I know. But you know, Jordan, see, the problem is the other guy got bloodied so badly doing my show. I don't understand why we have people fall and just, just keep getting injured, on my show. We don't understand. So now we have some new, fresh, young, troops here to help me. And we got Jordan working the dial. So please go easy on him, okay? Because I think this is the first time he's been working on my show. And he's a little nervous, I don't blame him. It's some scary, scary stuff around here. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Thank you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, well, this is really, really spooky. Really spooky. Apparently, we got these sea creatures. And they say these sea creatures are getting bigger over time. And they say over the past 542 million years, the average size of sea creatures has increased by 150 times, according to Stanford University. Many of you ask, why do I live in Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada? One is I love Las Vegas, okay? I've been here for years, since the 80s. And number two, because it's, I'm afraid of sea creatures. And I think we are enough inland for me to be safe from sea creatures. They say that's the size difference between a sea urchin that is about 2 inches long versus one that is nearly a foot long. I'm scared of sea urchins, too. They said this may not seem like a lot, but it represents a big jump. You want to know why I'm scared? I was fine until about a month ago when I saw this video of a little crab on the rock. So it was on land, you know, near, you know, some little water. I mean, it looked like it might have been a, I thought it was like a freshwater, you know, lake or something. And while the little crab is just sitting there doing nothing on the rocks, an octopus, did you guys see this video? The octopus jumps up, walks on the rocks, grabs the crab, and then drags the crab under. Now, you've heard of octopi do that. You've heard of like there was like this one fish store. There was this one, I guess, store that sold fish, and they thought that some of the workers were stealing the fish because every day when they would come in, there'd be less fish in the tank. And the workers are like, no, it wasn't me, I swear, I didn't steal anything. So they decided to have cameras on to see which employee did it, and they saw that the octopus would climb out of his tank, climb across the counter, across the store, get the other fish, climb all the way back to his tank. So I am so afraid of octopi, that I'm just now, like, totally afraid of the water. So they said using computer simulations, photographs, and detailed illustrations of fossils, the team was able to calculate and analyze body size and volume for more than 17,000 sea animals dating back millions of years, and they determined the pattern of increasing body size. Okay, so what does that mean for us? I don't know. But, I mean, if 542 million years or 1,000 years? What did they say? My reading comprehension is horrible. Well, if this happened 542 million years in that lifespan, in that type of span, then imagine what it's going to be like 542 million years from now. I am completely spooked out by that. So let's just hope that that doesn't happen. You know another thing that's scaring me? Are these iPhones blowing up? Or these cell phones? Did you know there's a kid, I guess in China, whose hand and part of his face and his jaw is now exposed because his cell phone blew up? I guess his cell phone was charging at the time when he was using it. I'm trying to look at a pattern here. These cell phones that are blowing up in people's faces are occurring while they're being charged. So if I could, which is another scary thing. I mean, I'm on my cell phone all the time. But I've gotten into the habit of uncharging the phone when I'm using it. Okay. Or I just don't call while it's charged. Apparently you get a little bit of a warning. The phone will start to feel really, really warm and hot. Now, what I'm also scared about, I'm just like, I don't know why I'm like all scared now. I'm also scared about, and maybe that listener was right. I am a wussy. I'm kind of frightened about the, is it called a transformer? What's that thing called where you're, look, I'm a doctor, okay? I can tell you everything you need to know about your uvula, but I have no idea about electronics. Okay, so your iPhone charger has a big, white, bulky, square piece. And that, is that like a transformer or something? I don't know what the hell it is. And that piece is what goes into the wall. Mine gets really hot. And I'm nervous. The cord to my phone doesn't, but that square knobby piece does. And I don't know what the hell to do when that happens. You know, I was thinking about pouring water on it, but no, you don't want to do that. Yeah, you don't want to put any ice because I want to pull it out of the socket. But if it's hot, you know, I don't want to touch it either. But that happens all the time, no matter what I buy. And I try to buy products that are supposed to go with my iPhone. But I don't always go to the Apple store because it's more expensive there. It's cheaper to get the Chinese stuff. Anyway, so be careful with your cell phones and them blowing up. Don't use them when they're charging. All right, whew. Man, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A study has come out saying birth control can shrink your brain. Shrink our brain. Yeah, I've been on birth control for many years. UCLA found two brain regions were thinner in women who took the pill. Okay, no. Guys, no. This is just one study. And just because a brain has shrunk has nothing to do with our intelligence and our mentation. You know, we still know our stuff. So don't be trying to throw this at your ladies that, their brain has been shrinking because of the birth control. But they say the regions that are responsible for decision making and processing emotions had been found to be smaller. Neuroscientists have found that two key brain regions responsible for emotion and decision making are thinner in people who take the pill. Researchers from UCLA say the lateral orbital frontal cortex and the posterior cingulate cortex can shrink in response to synthetic hormones found in the drug. If it's going to shrink stuff, I'll just rub a bunch of them on my butt because I can show you it's a smaller butt. Artificial substances in the drug block natural hormones, triggering changes in the brain shape, they say, and function, according to a study that was published in the journal Human Brain Mapping. Lead author Nicole Peterson recruited 90 women, 44 women on combined birth control, and 44 women who didn't use any type of birth control. Combined birth control, like your birth control pills that have both estrogen and progesterone. Then the brain scans looked at the orbital frontal cortex, which is responsible for decision-making, and then the posterior cingulate, which is processes emotions. And they found that they were smaller than average in those women taking the pill. So they're unsure if this shrinkage is permanent. So now they have to see if they take a woman off birth control pill, if the brain will expand. You know, the one thing I noticed with me is when I got pregnant, I got very dumb. I was really, I just wasn't as astute as I was. I couldn't calculate like I could. And there was an old wives' tale that I don't like to perpetuate at all. But when I started to just kind of fumble around going, look, I'm just not, I'm just not as sharp as I was, you know, patience, and people would tell me you're probably carrying a boy. Whereas when you carry a girl, you're supposed to be more sharp, you're sharper. You know, you think of things that you would have never thought of. Now, there's no scientific basis for that. But both times I was pregnant, I was like, I mean, where's my calculator? I just wasn't me. Now, I just thought it was because I was, hormonal and with the pregnancy, et cetera. And, I never left, okay? Once the kids are born, still, I can't do, I mean, I was a calculus 3 for crying out loud. But no, I almost got a perfect score in math on my SAT. I think I got a 790 in math, either 780 or 790 in math. 1500? 1450? I forget. See, I can't even remember it. Yet back then, I knew exactly what I did. So, I think in general, you will start to lose some of your sharpness, lose some of your acuity. One thing they say to help maintain that is learn another language. I'm starting to forget a lot of the Spanish, so I want to go back and take a refresher course. Of course, being active, eating healthy, and hitting the fish. You got to hit the fish. All right, we'll move on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, dogs can help diagnose prostate cancer with 98% accuracy. Maybe when they start sniffing at your, you may not want to push them away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, we'll be right back.
Speak, 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 speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and I have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. By the way, for those of you that live in Nevada, we are having Nevada Blood Donation Day April 25th. This is going to be awesome because we are trying to replenish badly needed blood supplies here in the state. We've got about 15 locations across the state for you to go to. Go to my website at drdahlia.com, Blood Donation Day, or go to Nevada Blood Donation Day on Facebook and Twitter to find a blood drive near you. I am going to be at the 6045 South Rainbow Destiny for Glory Health Fair. There's also going to be a health fair that day for from 10 to 3 on April 25th. I'll be in the KDWN booth. Come out, say hi. I'll be doing my show live, and then I'll be donating blood. I'll be there hanging out. Usually I say signing autographs, but nobody really ever wants my autograph. They just kind of want to look at me and go, as they walk by. I'm like, wait, really? Nobody wants to say hi? So, but I mean, if you do ask me for an autograph, I will sign. Absolutely. I will be giving out some goodies too. So please check that out. April 25th. Before we go to the dog story, we had a call on break. By the way, for those of you that want to call in, it's 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Gina wanted to know if she has an HMO and is dealing with the same problem where she can't get in with her doctor, like, for months at a time, and so should she just buy the cheapest health insurance, such as the HMO, the cheaper version, and just go and see a doctor for cash, and options. You know, I'm not hearing that with every HMO. I was kind of shocked by that one person that had a breast lump where she couldn't see her doctor until August. There's a couple things I want to tell you guys to do, and of course, if any of you have any tips, please feel free to tell them at 1-877-DOC-DALI. One big mistake I think I see people do is they don't go to the doctor until something is wrong, okay? Now, I know some of you are like, well, duh, it's because, you know, it's expensive to see the doctor. But if you get assigned an HMO, okay, and if you have a very small copay, I'm finding a return patient gets in quicker than a new patient for any practice. So if you're an established patient and you're like, okay, I'm sick, I need to get in, you may have an easier time to get in when you're sick than if you're calling going, hi, I'm a new patient, I was assigned, when's the first available for a new patient? Now, some doctors have a great walk-in system, some don't. But when I find somebody with a breast mass who could be at risk for having an aggressive breast cancer, not being able to get in till late summer, that scares the hell out of me. But maybe there was a chance that if she was already a regular patient, then she could get in sooner. So what I suggest you do is when you guys get assigned an insurance, if your copay is small, all right, meet your provider. Get yourself established. I think back east they do that a lot more than out west because I have a lot of people that move into town and they're healthy, they're fine, but they want to come in and meet me, talk to me, make sure I have all their medical records, etc., which is a very smart thing to do so that if the poop does hit the fan, we're prepared. It's very hard to just come to a doctor out of the blue first time out going, I got this and I'm out of this and I'm out of this medicine, I'm out of this medicine. The doctor's like, well, I don't know where your lab values are. I don't know what your, you know, I could give you an emergency supply until we figure out what's going on. You don't need to be doing that in a time of crisis. So I would suggest that. The second thought Dina made was, should you just take the cheapest HMO insurance and just go and see a doctor for cash when you need one? Yeah, you could do that, but I don't think that's the best case scenario, and here's why. When I am seeing people who are HMO and can't get in with their HMO doctor, I can't guarantee that whatever I order for you as a quote-unquote non-participating provider, I can't guarantee that whatever I order for you will get paid on your insurance. So, like, for example, this lady coming in with a breast mass, fine, I ordered her mammogram, I ordered her ultrasound, I gave her a good breast doctor to go to in case this has to be removed or biopsied, etc. But it, just because I ordered it, that doesn't necessarily guarantee an HMO is going to pay for it. Most HMOs require your primary care physician that they assigned you to be the one to see you and do the referrals. So you need to be careful with that. I know a lot of people are coming up with that plan. It's too expensive to, you know, insure your family for $800-$900 a month. So you'll get the barest basic plan and then just go and pay cash and see. And you know, I get that. But what if that out-of-network provider diagnoses something on you that's pretty bad? Now you got to go back and start fresh with that PCP. So I would say get all that established with your PCP. And yeah, in case of an emergency, I'm seeing a lot of people will just go and pay cash for a doctor outside that they can see same day or next day. A study came out saying medical costs are hitting residents of Texas and Florida especially hard. This study compared health care coverage in the four largest states, New York, California, Florida, and Texas, and they found 40% of adults in Florida and Texas have trouble paying medical bills and said they're paying overtime versus 30% in New York State and 25% of those in California. Researchers found that 43% of those in Florida and Texas said they didn't see a doctor when they were sick, didn't fill a prescription, skipped medical test, treatment, or follow-up, or didn't go to the specialist in the past 12 months because of cost. This is compared to 30% in California or New York. So, you know, when you start to see these headlines that healthcare costs have gone down since Obamacare, of course they're going down. Nobody wants to go to the doctor. You know, my doctor told me to check my cholesterol 2 years ago. No way. I don't want to deal with the out-of-pocket expense. Okay? I know my cholesterol was pretty good a few years back. I'm just going to continue to diet and exercise. I know gosh darn well I need my cholesterol. But I feel the same thing you guys do. This stinks. Okay? I don't want to spend the whatever the deductible is going to be on blood work. It was cheaper years ago. I would only have a $40 out-of-pocket expense for my blood work, which is still a lot, but nothing like it is now. So I hear you. So, you know, I'm not getting stuff done. You're not getting stuff done. A lot of you, you know, so, yeah, we are getting less things done in healthcare, hence less money is being spent. Does that mean we all saved money? No. So we were talking about also this week how the average nursing home cost for one resident, okay, for you to pay, is about $91,000 a year. What ends up happening a lot of the times is the senior who's living in the nursing home uses up all their money until they get to the point where their Medicaid eligible, and then Medicaid takes it over. And that's some frightening stuff. Very frightening. I guess there was a nursing home where the average cost was $245,000 a year for one resident in a private room. Really? $245,000? That's a house. That's a nice house. So, I mean, costs are still going up. They're going higher. Apparently, they increased by a third over the last few years. These are things we need to think about. They say uninsured rates among working adults were 30% in Texas, 21% of Florida, 17% of California, 12% in New York. So we still have close to a third of Texans uninsured. They say uninsured rates among adults with low incomes, $11,000 for an individual, $23,500 for a family of four, 51% in Texas. So half of that state of uninsured, right, we're low income. Crazy. I'm not sure what the answer is. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoin, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market, and did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
That's kind of nasty. I should have cleared the phlegm before I started talking. I guess it's because I was sitting quiet for too long. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. No other show like it, and now you know why. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So they say dogs can help diagnose prostate cancer by sniffing out the disease. How many of us have gotten our butt sniffed or other parts by a dog and you're pushing them away going, come on, get out of there, leave me alone. Well, maybe let them do their job because maybe they're going to tell you that something is going on up there. A study in Milan found two dogs were able to identify 98% of prostate cancer cases. All right? Apparently, there's this charity called Medical Detection Dogs. This is so cool. Co-founder Dr. Claire Guest and the charity's research found a 93% reliability rate when they detected both prostate and bladder cancer. She hailed the new study, describing the findings as spectacular. I think this is way cool. The latest research by the Department of Urology at the Humanitas Clinical and Research Center in Milan involved two dogs sniffing the urine of 900 men, 360 with prostate cancer, and 540 without. Scientists found that dog one got it right 98.7% of the cases, while for dog two, this was 97.6%. Dog one smacked dog two upside the head when they heard their score. They said the dogs were able to detect prostate cancer specific volatile organic compounds in the urine, but said an important question remains of how a dog would find it in daily practice. Prostate cancer, obviously, is a very, very common cancer in men. The most common cancer, though, in the United States still, for men and women, is lung cancer. But breast is then high for women, prostate cancer for men, and then, of course, colon cancer. So, this is pretty damn cool. So, you don't have to sit there and let a dog sniff your, you know, pants and stuff. But if they can do the urine test, smell the urine, and be able to figure this out, this is really, really cool. Apparently, medical detection dogs, this is in Europe, also trains these dogs to help people with life-threatening conditions as they go about their daily lives. I remember years ago I saw some sort of a movie where somebody, I don't know, it was a famous movie, you guys might remember it, somebody was killed, a woman was getting killed, and her cat ran and hid, but obviously didn't help. And I was a little girl going, really? You know, because I had cats and dogs. I'm like, really, the animals didn't help? You know, like, remember that we just saw that one video a few months ago where the cat ran up to the dog and started giving the dog a beatdown who was biting the little kid, right, his owner? Well, I always worry that my cats would just run and hide. And, you know, dogs also. You know, they'll be like, well, you know, she's not feeding me tonight, so I'm going to go find somebody else. So I would definitely suggest, you know, making sure you have an animal that's trained that knows how to open up a can of whoop-butt if a bad girl comes into the house, or if you have any medical issues. I train my kids, you know, what to do if any of us has syncope or any of us has any cardiac issues or whatever. And, you know, I taught them you got to get the cell phone. You know, if we're on it, you'll have to roll us over to get to the phone. You have to call 911. Then you could call grandma. Don't call grandma first because grandma talks a lot. You know, my mom will sit there and go, what was she doing before? Don't call grandma. Call 911 first and then call grandma to come to the house so you guys aren't alone. That kind of thing. Really? So anyway, yeah, just have a plan. Attorney General Eric Holder, okay, sent a memo to employees of the Department of Justice Friday, reminding them that soliciting prostitutes is against agency rules and that violation of those rules could lead to suspension or termination. So I guess if you didn't get the memo the first time, Eric Holder is sending another memo out saying don't solicit prostitutes. The solicitation of prostitute, he writes, threatens the core mission of the department, not simply because it invites extortion, blackmail and leaks of sensitive or classified information, but also because it undermines the department's efforts to eradicate the scourge of human trafficking. This was in a memo. The memo was sent weeks after a Justice Department watchdog report alleged several DEA agents attending sex parties with prostitutes in an unnamed host country paid for by local drug cartels. This is one of the stupidest things. I mean, this is embarrassing, really. This is where our tax dollars are going to? For our men to get to go to sex parties? Really? Right? Hosted by local drug cartels? The alleged parties, though, took place over a period of several years. According to the report by the Justice Department Inspector General, the parties were even held in agents' quarters. The report found such allegations often went unreported or underreported and were not pursued properly. Now, you are not supposed to, I guess the memo said, even if you're off duty. Okay, you would think on duty didn't need a memo. That would be a duh. But I guess in this memo, it also specified off duty. They suggest do not solicit prostitutes, even where prostitution is illegal. Okay. Yeah, I would say that's a very, very good memo. And I hope they all got the memo. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. This is just, I mean, it's pathetic. Come on, people. Alright, antibiotics given to babies in the first 6 months of life raises the risk of obesity. This is a huge study, and they found that as we are reaching a third of obesity with our kids, they decided to look back and see what is going on, and could it be some of the medications they're prescribed? This happened in Finland. Finnish researchers compared the weight and height of more than 12,000 healthy two-year-olds with records on antibiotic prescription. By 2 years old, 1 in 5 boys and 1 in 10 girls was overweight and obese. And children who had taken antibiotics as young babies were particularly likely to be overweight. Repeated prescriptions before the age of 2 also raised the odds of being a fat toddler. Boys seem particularly prone to weight gain after given antibiotics. What's interesting about this is, remember there was a study looking at our gut bacteria and the flora of the gut, the bacteria that we have, and how that could play a role in our being thin. And so this would make sense. If you're taking antibiotics and it messes up the gut flora, you're going to have more of a potential to be obese. Now, my son had chronic throat infections. His tonsils were enlarged. There was debate whether we should take him out or not. But we didn't want to put him through surgery, and the doctor didn't want to put him through surgery yet. And then when we were starting to notice that he was kind of acting a little apneic when he was sleeping, where he was cutting off air supply, the doctor said, you know what, we're going to take off the tonsils. He was a very, very skinny child. Okay, he was given antibiotics for these throat infections multiple times a year. Once those tonsils came out, oh, he also was short. Once the tonsils came out, boom, he grew like a weed. And then he started putting on some pounds. And maybe it's because he could finally eat, you know, because he couldn't with his tonsils being so sore. But you also have, you know, when you look back in, you know, the olden days when they would assess health, somebody being skinny would look like a sign of malnourishment. Well, nowadays, you know, in America, and hopefully with a lot of our food programs, we hopefully aren't dealing with the same type of malnourishment that we did in, you know, decades past. But we're now facing the other problem with obesity. So it's an interesting study. You know, don't give, you know, doctors shouldn't be giving antibiotics when the kid doesn't need it. But then you wonder, are we starting to see more infections? And that's when more antibiotics are being written. All right, guys, have a great rest of the day. Be safe.
Take me down. Take me down. Take me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.